الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imagine the day of judgment. The entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal is there. And everybody wants to be close to one particular hasti, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now on that day, how amazing would it be if you had the opportunity to shake hands with the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that in mind, listen to this beautiful hadith of Mubarakah. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Durood-e-Paak upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in our first episode, we looked at depression and anxiety. Today, we're going to look at some of the symptoms and some of the root causes. Inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The symptoms of depression: being anxious and fearful, low moods, not interested in work, being tired all the time, being fatigued, not finding interest in the things that you used to like, suicidal thoughts, overeating, undereating, losing weight, gaining weight, excessive sleep or lack of sleep. And then, often, depression is coupled with anxiety. What is this anxiety? It's a fear of the unknown. You think something bad is about to happen, a calamity is about to befall you. Causes high blood pressure, tension, palpitations, headaches, a feeling of impending doom, and a constant worry on your mind. Now, some people have certain traits, personality traits, which make them more prone to depression. Let me give you an example. Sometimes people are very self-conscious. Maybe somebody has a scar on their face, or they have some sort of cosmetic blemish, or maybe as simple as the shirt they're wearing has a broken button. Now they become extremely conscious of this. So they could be sat in a gathering, and in that gathering, although everybody else is listening to the speaker and listening to the bayan, all the way through, this particular person, who is very self-conscious, is just worried about his broken button, or the size of his shirt, or the color of his shirt, or the fact that he doesn't fit in. And this causes anxiety, and it plays on the mind. Maybe they're not happy with their child, and the way that the child is behaving. And this causes them worry and anxiety. And this is a weapon of the shaitan, because the devil actually works very hard to try and keep you in a state of depression and make it worse. Why? Because when you're happy, you won't miss your salah. When you're happy, you will read the Quran. When you're happy, you will go out of your way to help others. When you are in a good mood, then you will do acts of zikr and worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you'll live a very fruitful life, which is the purpose of our creation, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to be nice to others. But when the shaitan gets us into a state of mind where we're just depressed and upset, then we all know what we do. Anybody who messes with us, they will see the wrath. And anybody who crosses my path, he needs to wear protective clothing, because I'm going to burst out. I'm going to lose my temper. And all of this is caused by this inner anxiety. A lot of people on the top, they may seem calm, cool and collective, but underneath burns this fire of frustration, of anxiety, of fear, of anger. And when this surfaces, then you realize that this person was really suffering from deep depression. So one of the waswasas of the shaitan, one of the whispers of the shaitan, is to try and make your anxiety, your depression, more chronic, more permanent, so that it can keep you away from the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And even if he can't stop you praying your five times salah, he will stop you praying your nafli ibadat, your extra obligatory prayers. If he can't stop you doing that, he'll stop you helping others. And this is the way that he works. Depression, frustration, anxiety, pain, disillusion are all natural feelings. They're all part of being human. They're part of our character. But it is incumbent upon us to analyze these and to build our character by controlling our emotions. This is a skill, and it's a skill that is crucial we learn. The more we learn about our feelings, the more we ponder upon them, the more we analyze them, the stronger you become. And they're there for a specific reason, and that reason is to make you a better person. Because when you are able to control your emotions for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and abide by the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and not to worry about things which are beyond your control, then your character develops. And one of the best remedies is to think about your present rather than worrying about the past or brooding over the future. Now, what a lot of people do is that when they get depressed, all they see is darkness around them. Let me give you an example. Say it's a really nice, bright day. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, the grass is green, everything is beautiful. But if you put on strong red-tinted glasses, what color would the sky be? Red. What color would the green grass be? Red. What color would the trees and the plants and the beautiful flowers be? Red. Reason? Because you have now got a veil over your eyes that is making everything red. In exactly the same way, the world is actually beautiful. The creation of Allah Azza wa Jal is magnificent. It's there to be admired by you. It's there for you to look at it and say, wow, my creator is so amazing. And yet all you see, where there is a garden and beautiful buildings and everything else, is a dilapidated castle and ruins. And that is the dangerous mindset that the shaitan gets us in. Life has its ups and downs, but it's all about dealing with those and having the strength to accept the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There was a famous narration where a king in the Indian subcontinent was walking along the river, and a wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, was sat by the riverside. So the king with his entourage was walking past, and he said, where do you live? Why are you here? He said, well, I live by the riverside. He said, have you got a house? He said, no, this is where I spend my time. He said, well, what about the weather? What happens when things, you know, it's raining, it's snowing, it's cold, it's windy? He said, none of it bothers me. He said, have you got a family? He says, no, I don't have anything. He says, oh, right. He says, but doesn't this weather and all these difficulties bother you? He says, no, they don't. And in any event, all this happens because of my will. Because I will, the sun shines. Because I will, the wind blows. Because I will, the rain rains. So suddenly this king was intrigued. He said, what are you talking about? All this happens with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Doesn't happen with your will. And this friend of Allah Azza wa Jal said, oh dear king, you haven't understood what I am saying. Since I struck a friendship with Allah Azza wa Jal, I haven't kept a will of my own. Whatever the will of my creator is my will. If Allah Azza wa Jal wants it to rain, my will is that it rains, and I'm at peace with that. If Allah Azza wa Jal wants the winds to blow, I want the winds to blow because that is the command of my Lord, and I'm happy with that. If the sun comes out, that is the command of Allah, but it is my will as well, because I have lost my will in the will of my Creator. Now, in there is a very, very precious Madani pearl. And that is that a lot of time when we are upset, when we are depressed, when we are anxious, something has happened that we don't agree with. And that has made us depressed. Why? Because there is the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, and there is my heart's desire. And the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is absolute. My heart's desires are fake, are weak, are not important. But I stick to these rather than accepting the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I say, what if this had happened? What if that had happened? What if that had happened? Rather than saying, this was the will of my Lord. This was the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this happened because Allah Azza wa Jal commanded it. And that conflict in our mind creates a lot of our anxiety, a lot of our depression, and a lot of our difficulties. When I want something to happen, and it doesn't happen according to my will, my faith becomes stronger because I know that there is a will greater than mine, and that is the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is something that we need to develop. If you've done everything you could possibly have done, or even if you haven't, but something has happened. Once it has happened, yes, learn lessons from it, but at the same time, accept it as the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, when you start to do this, you start to develop a mindset to try and deal with these thoughts and the negativity of them. Like when the body gets a disease, the immune system fights it. And sometimes when the immune system can't, we go to the doctor and the doctor gives us antibiotics or some other medication to support the immune system to try and heal you and make you better. Well, in exactly the same way, the mind also needs medication. The first step, there is no inbuilt immune system in the mind because you have to activate that through Islamic thinking. And this is the key word. Islamic thinking. You have to think in every situation the way that Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to. And once you start to analyze things in that way, then Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you will start to dissect your anxiety, your depression, and your mental state. And once you do that, you start to see things much clearer. It's like the person with the red tinted glasses where everything was red. But if he suddenly took the glasses off and then started to look, he would see the blue sky. He would see the green grass. He would see the beautiful roses and the tulips and the daffodils. But if he keeps the glasses on, it won't work. This disease of depression shows us darkness. But the reality is that the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are all around us. The problem is we don't appreciate them. Just imagine a person who lives on the plains of Africa. He lives under the shade of a tree with a little tin roof. He's got children. He's got no income. He goes out and looks for leftovers. He comes back and feeds his children. And he thanks Allah Azza wa Jal. That could be me and you. Now what if we were in that situation and suddenly somebody took us from there, put us in the luxury life that we live, having spent years, a lifetime there, we then suddenly have this amazing life where we don't have to worry about food. We have a nice, comfortable home. We have carpets. We have cushions. We have sofas. We have everything. Every blessing under the sun. You would always think about your former times and you would always thank Allah Azza wa Jal. There was a famous story about a beggar. It was a woman who used to beg. And one day she came to the court of the king to beg. And she was beautiful. So the king offered to marry her. She married the king. And she became the queen of the country. But whenever the king used to come to her, always she was in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she spent maximum time doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal day and night. And when the king asked her the reason for this, he said, "O king, I was a pauper. I was a beggar. I used to go to the streets and beg for food and money to make my time go by. You have taken me on board, but this is the mercy and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't deserve these bounties. So whenever I see them, I remember my past times. And that's why I fall into prostration. One of the problems we have today is that we forget about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal that surround us from head to toe and every direction. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, and if you would count graces of Allah Azza wa Jal, never would you be able to count them. Health, safety, nourishment, clothing, the air, the water we have, the family we have, the houses we live in, the cars we have, every single thing that we have. We have all that life has to offer, and yet we remain ignorant. We have at our disposal an amazing body, and yet we ignore the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have two eyes, two ears, a tongue, lips, all the organs that function properly, and yet we are depressed. Why? Could you imagine yourself walking without feet? Could you imagine yourself crawling on the floor? Could you imagine yourself walking around without the ability to see? All of these things, even the food we eat, is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. The delicious foods that we taste and the taste buds that Allah Azza wa Jal has created. All of these things, if you reflect upon them and reflect upon your power of reasoning, your power of understanding, Allahu Akbar, you would fall into prostration and thank Allah Azza wa Jal. You wouldn't give your ability to see or hear for all the money in the world. What a great blessing this is. And yet, little do we contemplate and little do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. When it comes to depression, what we do is we look at all the negatives in our life. If you have 99 blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and by way of a test, the Creator Supreme withholds one of those blessings, we get depressed about the one and we become ungrateful for the 99. And yet, that one was withheld for us for a particular reason. Maybe it was our sins. Maybe it was our ignorance. Maybe it was our failure to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Or maybe we were doing all of that, but it was simply a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, a lot of us live our present brooding over the past and its tragedies. This is a form of insanity, a mental disorder. You can't change the past. You can't return the sun to its place of rising. Once something has happened, that was the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, it has happened. Sadness is not going to bring it back. If you've lost a loved one, being depressed isn't going to bring them back. If you've hurt yourself or you've injured yourself, brooding over the past time and time again is not going to bring anything back. In fact, it is one of the whispers of the shaitan that he plays it over your mind again and again and looks at what if this happened, what if that happened, what if you did this, what if Flan did this. And in that way, he destroys your peace and tranquility of your mind to such an extent that these thoughts become permanent. And we start to develop a character that is always frustrated, always angry, always low mood, always depressed, always sad. These thoughts never go away. And yet, it was very simple. If you accepted it as the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, and again in your mind said that this is what my Creator wanted. Yes, I've made maybe errors, but I can mend my ways, but I can't go back and change things. And you can get yourself out of this very frightful and tragic state. Now, one of the ways that the scholars write that you can deal with your difficulties is to cage yourself in to today. Don't worry about the past. Forget about that. Don't worry about the future. Leave that. But today, every morning, say to yourself, today is my last day. Today is the day that I have to do something with my life. Today is all I have. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow I don't know what's going to happen. But today I'm going to change my attitude and my mental look on life. Today, I'm going to read the Quran. Today, I'm going to protect my salah. Today, I'm going to exercise. Today, I'm going to live for today. I'm going to be nice to my children. I'm going to love my children. Today, I'm going to be serving my parents. Today, I'm going to ring my friends. Today, I'm going to enjoy my life. Today, I'm going to read through the park in abundance. Today is the planning. All day, this is today. Tomorrow, it's tomorrow. I'll think about that tomorrow. Today, I'm going to live there. And what the scholar says is this: if you can learn this skill of keeping yourself tied to your immediate time, then you will see that gradually, once you learn this skill, happiness will return to you, and depression and anxiety and sorrow and anger will disappear. You need to just think, today is my only day. If today Allah has blessed you with food, blessed you with family, blessed you with money, blessed you with work, then so what if yesterday you didn't have anything to eat? Today you've got it. Don't think about tomorrow. Allah is the provider. Think about today. Today, I'm going to be refined in my speech. I'm going to look beautiful today. I'm going to make sure that anybody who sees me brings a smile to their face. I'm going to organize my office. I'm going to organize my home. Everything's going to be neat. I'm going to be meticulous. I'm going to be tidy. Today, I'm going to read books. When was the last time I read a book? I'm going to take a book. I'm going to read this book. I'm going to go onto dawateislami.net, find myself a really enjoyable book. I'm going to learn some knowledge of the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, I'm going to plant a tree. Today, I'm going to plant, and you get some plants in my home, some beautiful flowers, so when I look at them, then alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, I'll feel happy. Today, I'm going to get some fragrance, so when I apply it and I can smell it, alhamdulillah, I feel good. And in this way, by living in today, alhamdulillah, each day at a time, you will bring yourself out of this deep depression. Now, one of the difficulties that we have is the future. But the future is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has decreed. Yes, you have your free will, but the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Be not hasty. Don't rush into it. Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses His servants. Sadqa will change your destiny. Worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, dua will change your destiny. Make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, protect me from the calamities of tomorrow. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, give me halal sustenance in abundance. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make my children obedient. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, let me protect my salah. And when you make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, if the worry of the future comes to you, immediately recite through the salam, make a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and say, right, I have given this particular worry into the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and by the mercy of the Creator and the blessings of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah this will be good for me. And then you've dealt with it in your mind. And alhamdulillah, you're not worried about it. A couple of more things. Sometimes we're depressed because of criticism. People, especially in this era of social media, and you've got trolling going on and everything else, a lot of people are upset because of social media and criticism or general criticism that people make of them. Look, people criticize for the sake of criticizing. Even foolish ones were so foolish and so ignorant that they criticized the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They criticized the amazing messengers of Allah azza wa jalla and the prophets of Allah azza wa jalla. Na'uzu billah, they criticized the magnificent companions of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are you and I? Their condemnation or their approval of you shouldn't matter. It's not how you look in the eyes of others, but how you are in the court of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you need to change your mindset, because you will never be able to please the people. If you constantly worry about what others think of you, your life will always lead to depression, because you will be thinking, he doesn't think good of me, what does he think of me? And don't go there, because you can never please everybody. You should simply be thinking that I'm on this earth, I've got this short life, not to please these people, but to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. And let me tell you a little secret. If you develop that mindset gradually over time and make sure your actions are just for Allah Azza wa Jalla, then the beauty of this will be that the people will start to accept you as well. Because when Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you, He asks the angels to love you, and he asks the creation to start loving you as well. And when everybody loves you, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you will find bliss. But if you set out to impress the people, do things for the people, then be prepared for depression. But if you make the right intention, and this is why Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, time and time again, in the Madni Muzakaras and in the Madni Namad booklet, right at the top says, make sure you have the right intention before any action. Because that action has positive and negative energy and connotations. And when you make the right intention before any action, then alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, with that right action comes right and positive energy. Subhanallah. So, expect people are going to be criticizing you. Expect people are not going to be grateful for you helping them. But if you're doing it purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the beauty of this will be that you won't be bothered about the people. You will get comfort in the heart in helping others purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the final thing that I wanted to cover today, and one of the causes for anxiety, depression, is boredom. Once you sit idle, once you start to do nothing, once you're just browsing the net for the sake of it, or flicking through social media for the sake of it, or sat in front of the television, and you don't have a particular purpose in life, you don't have a routine, you don't have a schedule of things you're going to do, then be prepared for depression and anxiety. The one who has a schedule, I've got to pray my Fajr in mosque, I've got to come back and read the Quran, this is my daily wazaif, then I've got to get ready for work, I've got to drop the children off, I've got to go to work, and this is all I'm doing during the day, I'm protecting my salah, and then I'm going to go see a sick relative, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that in the evening, I'm going to go and do some exercise, then I'm going to come home, and if I have time, I'm going to read this book, and then if I've got time, I want to do this, and watch the Madni channel for a short time, and then inshallah, within an hour of Isha, I want to go to bed. That person hasn't got time to get depressed. He's got a very busy schedule. He's attending Madrasat al-Madina Balighan. He's learning online. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's spending time with his children. He's helping them with their homework. He's doing everything else. He or she hasn't got time to get depressed. He or she hasn't got time for this boredom, which is the handiwork of the shaitan. The shaitan finds you bored and thinks, right, I've got a customer here. What do I do with him? And he will then send you onto different routes of sins. Whereas the person who's just busy, the shaitan thinks, I can't get through to this guy. How can I make him do wrong when he hasn't got any time? He's occupied all of his time with good. I don't have any gaps to fill in with my evil whispers. And this is what we've got to do. When you sit there idly, the shaitan plays with your mind. He tells you, he brings out all of the misery from the day you were born, and he replays it in your head. Never does he take out all the good things that have happened to you, but he'll take out all the bad. You find people who go on a journey, and when they come back, they say, oof, when I got to the airport, this happened, and when I got to the plane, this happened, and I didn't get my seat number, and when I got there, and this happened, and the customs said this, and when I got in the taxi, it was like this, and all that journey, it feels like it was absolutely miserable. And when you speak to the same person, and say, hang on a minute, calm down. You had a nice, pleasant flight. Did anybody disturb you? No, fine. You got there. The weather was good. Yes. The scenery was beautiful. Yes. You met relatives that you'd never met before. Yes. They give you the VIP treatment. Yes. You slept comfortably. Yes. You went to all these places and met all these people. You had all these delicious foods. Alhamdulillah, you met your parents. You did this. Yes. What a beautiful trip you've had. But what has the shaitan done? He's turned it on its head. So in your mind, because two or three things went wrong, that trip was a failure. No, it wasn't. It was just the shaitan playing with your mind. And that is the same psychology that is used in everyday life. The clever person, when he's given a bitter drink, he's given lemon. He doesn't sit there and moan saying this is bitter. He just adds a bit of sugar to it and makes a beautiful drink. He thinks, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, I was blessed with a lemon. So I put a bit of sugar in it and I've got a beautiful drink now. And the foolish one sits there and thinks, oh, what am I going to do with that? This is what life is about. Allah has given us this subconscious. What we have to do is we have to learn the skills to deal with our thoughts. And once you start to deal with them, and it's not an easy process, I accept, but it's a gradual process. And you need to constantly analyze your thoughts. And once you start to analyze them and dissect them, then alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you will start to learn this skill of getting rid of mental anguish and mental depression and mental disease. And once you've done that, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you will see life for what it actually is, which is the beautiful creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you will see the purpose of your life, which is to please Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can deal with it. All there is a few clouds. And once the clouds shift, the beautiful sun is shining down. You have the ability to get over it. You can learn to think Islamically in any situation. And once you develop this skill, then the sky is the limit. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Do not lose hope, do not be sad.
Now, there are many solutions that the Quran and Hadith has given us in relation to some of the problems that we've discussed today. But let me share with you something which is tried and tested. You know the heart? It has nodes, and a bundle of kind of electrical impulses travel down these nerves, and they are in the heart. Now if you look at this, actually it is in the shape of Allah. I've got it in front of me. If you just did a search for the nodes of the heart, you would see this. And we know the glorious Quran tells us, give the heart find rest in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So what the pious predecessors have said and the learned scholars have given us is a beautiful wazifa. Whenever you feel depressed, whenever you feel anxious, worried, concerned, a beautiful little madani pearl for you to help you get out of those dark and gloomy thoughts and to open up your mind. If you recite Durud-e-Pak for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then recite Ya Allah, Ya Allah, 1,000 times. It only takes a few minutes. And then watch how peaceful your heart and mind become. Because we have lost our heart and mind and soul in the worries of this world and in the greed of this world and the vanities and everything else, suddenly, when you leave all of that and you're just busy in the zikr of Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, 1,000 times. And then recite Durud-e-Pak at the end. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You will immediately start to feel peace and tranquility in your heart. And we know of people who had big calamities, big difficulties to deal with. And they said that no matter what they tried, they could not get the thoughts and the repetitive circular thoughts out of their head. And the only thing that helped them was the constant zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they said that it had transformed their time. This was a time where they were supposed to be upset and depressed, and it was supposed to be the worst time in their lives. But because they were doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, it was actually the best time of their life. And they almost felt that this calamity that had befallen them was the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, because it brought them closer to Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the next time you are worried, the next time you are concerned or anxious, a problem has occurred, a difficulty has arisen, or a calamity befalls you, immediately take out the tasbih and start to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Allah, Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allahu. Any of those 1,000 times, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see your worry and anxiety disappear. You will see your heart find peace and tranquility, your conscience becomes relaxed, your nervous system becomes relaxed, and your mind is at ease. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Do not lose hope.